This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, it's 4:23. Where are you, Laura?
I'm just on the streets of London at the moment, Scott.
And why not describe for us how you look?
I look like, you know, Whoopi Goldberg when she was in Sister Act?
You look like Whoopi Goldberg?
Well, not exactly the same for obvious reasons, but the same outfit.
Similar to her.
Yeah.
What's different then about you and Whoopi Goldberg?
Does she really need to explain this?
Because she's black.
Oh, right. Okay, right. I'm with you now.
Now, it's been a while since we did this. What, over 2 years ago, I reckon?
Yeah.
Last time we dressed you up as a nun?
Yeah.
So this is the idea. If you look like Laura does normally, just jeans and that green hoodie, people are a little bit suspicious of you. But if you look like a nun, people immediately treat you with respect. Mm. So we're going to test this out. What can you actually get away with if you're dressed as a nun? Right, what can you see now, Laura?
I'm just walking down the street. There's a few people walking past me, and there's a sandwich shop up ahead.
Right. Is anyone eating there at the moment?
There's a lady outside on one of the tables.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, remember, Laura's now dressed as a nun. Let's see what she can get away with. You know that lady?
Yeah.
Why not ask her if you can have a bite of her sandwich, whatever she's eating?
Okay. Excuse me. Sorry to bother you. They don't give me a lot to eat at the convent. I was just wondering if I could just have one little bite of your sandwich. Is that all right? Oh, thank you so much. You don't have to give me that much. Just a little bite would be ace. Thank you. That's so nice. Bless you. Thank you.
Bless.
It's quite nice. It's a cheese and ham baguette.
Oh, they're very nice, those.
Yeah. You see? If you're a nun, they will let you have a bite of their lunch.
That's fantastic.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Think about it, though. If you weren't dressed as a nun, if you were just, like, dressed normally, if you asked somebody on the streets of London for a bite of their sandwich,
they would swear. They would swear at you. They would tell you where to go. They might even resort to physical violence, because it's not a very friendly city.
Laura, we'll be back to you soon, all right?
All right.
In the meantime, sister, yeah, go and see if you can find a pub.
All right, wicked.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Entertainment news on the way. Exciting night in Big Brother, as you will hear in a moment with Tulip. Did you see it last night? The drunken chat between Imogen and Aisling, after Aisling got a little bit tired and a bit emo. And Imogen, you know when, like, when you get a little bit drunk and you start repeating yourself? Listen how many times Imogen says the word babe, right? I've put a little marker on there to highlight it.
It's just because I don't want to go down the stairs.
I know, babe. I know. Babe, I feel the same.
I know you do.
I feel the same, babe. Seriously, don't worry. You're not the only one. I feel exactly the same, babe.
I'm scared.
Don't worry, babe. We're both going through it. You've got people who care for you, babe. You know, babe?
Yeah.
You have, babe.
Eight.
Yeah, and there's more.
I'm usually so tough, Imogen.
I know you are. So tough, I can imagine. But babe, do you know what? When you walk out of here, you're going to be 10 times better, babe.
I think so.
Oh, babe, you're going to have such a good heart. And babe, you're going to do well, babe. And if we're struggling together, babe, we'll just have to deal with it together.
Yeah.
As one, you know what I mean? Because we've both been through this, babe.
Yeah.
You know?
Seven.
That's right. Radio 1. That was Keane and Crystal Ball on Radio 1 and Milkshake from Khalees. Scott Mills on the way home. Hello. 20 to 5. Probably, what, 20 minutes left at work? Maybe a bit longer? Yay. Right, we're seeing if you can get treated differently if you are dressed as an actual nun. Laura is back in the habit this afternoon. Where are you now, Laura?
Just outside the pub.
Okay, listen.
Yeah.
Go into the pub.
Yeah.
And then just describe what you can see for me.
Okay.
Now, this is the pub where, at the weekend, I got harassed by a former star of the 1980s.
Right.
Who called me BBC Vermin.
Really?
Because he had to pay his TV licence. It's not my fault. I just worked there.
BBC Vermin?
Yeah, that's me.
Well, who was it then?
I can't tell you who it was.
Why?
Because he was drunk. and swearing at me and pointing his finger a lot.
Very aggressively.
Really aggressively. I thought he was joking at first, but he wasn't joking at all.
Were you scared for your life?
It went on for at least 20 minutes, just this barrage of abuse.
So we're sending her into this pub, are we?
It's the same pub, yeah. There's also a sign on the door of this pub which says, no dirty work wear allowed, but it doesn't say anything about nuns' habits, so I think we'll be fine. Right, are you in the pub now?
Yeah, I've been here for about half an hour whilst we're having that conversation.
Just telling my hilarious anecdote, yeah? Now, maybe you want to go into the toilet so we can talk here.
Okay, wicked. Okay, Scott, I'm in the toilet now.
Right, good. Listen.
Yeah?
How many people are in the pub at the moment?
I don't know, about 9 or 10.
Right, okay. I want you to try and get some free red wine out of them, okay?
Okay.
When you go back in.
Yeah.
But sadly...
Yeah.
You've left your purse in your other habit.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Be really apologetic.
Okay.
But say that you really need some free red wine.
Okay. Shall I ask the bar staff or customers?
Bar staff.
Bar staff.
Okay.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Oh, God. I can't stand this. Oh, God!
Hello? Hiya. I wonder if you can help me. I haven't actually got any money on me. I left my money in my other habit. I was wondering whether I could get a glass of red wine.
Oh, I'm sorry, I can't do that, I'm afraid.
No.
We can't pay for it, I'm afraid.
But I can come back and pay for it later. No, not at all.
No, I'm sorry about that.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, how rude. Right, well, that didn't work, did it? See if you can bum a fag off someone.
Excuse me. Excuse me, I wouldn't be able to scab a fag off of you, would I?
Excuse me, I'm sorry, I don't want you coming in doing taking off customers.
Right.
Fair on customers, so I'd like to leave, please.
But I'm a nun.
Yeah, okay.
She's been asked to leave. They think she's a beggar.
A cigarette
in a nun's outfit.
I'm a Catholic, so I would know.
All right.
She's reading
sorry,
proper,
bless
right.
you. I just got chucked out. And she said she was a Catholic and she'd know, and I'm not a nun.
Oh, rumbled!
No.
Sorry.
All right, Laura, that didn't work, but never mind. We'll speak to you in a minute, all right?
All right.
Come on, tell us. Tell us who this actor is.
What?
Tell us who the actor is. Who abused you.
Outside the pub the other
who day. Abused you. Who called you BBC Vermin.
I don't think I should say.
Why?
BBC Vermin, that's what you are.
All right, so he was a Cockney actor then.
Maybe.
Right. That was a Cockney accent,
yeah.
Wasn't it? Right.
Ah, that wasn't pissed.
It's gone a bit zone low now. It wasn't zone, was it?
That wasn't pissed.
Come on, give it a right. Give us another clue. So, right, a Cockney actor from the 80s.
Yeah.
Right.
He was in, like, a really long-running drama.
Dirty Den.
No. One. Scott Mills. Scott Mills. Radio 1. Right, I'll tell you now, off-air, okay, who it was. Right. Yeah?
Yeah, go on then.
Okay.
The Scott Mills Daily.
He was off of the 80s. No, it wasn't a BBC show. There we are, there's another clue for you.
Right, okay.
He was on ITV in the 80s. But he was very aggressive and very rude. BBC Vermin, that's what he called me. Is that one of our digital channels?
Somebody's got it right. Somebody's guessed it right.
Have they?
Gaz in Leicester.
Don't say it!
I'm not going to
He was
say.
In a long-running drama on ITV, that's all I'm saying. He was very rude. Some people are saying that if I name the actor and where the pub was, they'll go around and do him in.
Yeah, go on, me. Then.
There's no need for that. Someone says it's John Nettles off of Bergerac. No, it's not him. And if you see John Nettles in the street and you think it was him that was like harassing me verbally, yeah. Don't do him in because it wasn't him
no,
at all.
No, leave him alone.
It wasn't Mike Reed either, and it wasn't Nicholas Lyndhurst or Dennis Waterman.
Nicholas Lyndhurst.
Like, I'd be scared of Nicholas Lyndhurst.
Oh, you wouldn't? You wouldn't be scared of Nicholas Lyndhurst?
No. Who'd win in a fight between me and Nicholas Lyndhurst?
Maybe we should do that. Maybe that could be... as you're into all your sort of celebrity shows at the moment, maybe you could be the next celebrity boxer.
What, like, who is it? Spoonie and Mark
Bosnich? You versus Nicholas Lyndhurst.
I'd watch that on BBC Vermin.
Radio 1 podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, picture the scene. Laura, who works on the show, is currently dressed as an actual nun, like off the telly. And obviously in real life, too. And to see if you can get treated differently if you're dressed a little bit different. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Scott.
Where are you now?
I'm outside. You know those small supermarkets you get?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just outside one of them.
Excellent. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see how much you can really get away with as a nun, right?
Okay.
You're still back in the habit?
Yep.
I know that that supermarket that you're talking about always has a massive queue of people in it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
But you're a nun.
Uh-huh.
You shouldn't have to queue.
Right.
So, I'd quite like you to... Have you got any money on you?
I've got £1.
Right.
Maybe find something to the value of £1 or less.
Yes.
And then instead of queuing up with the rest of the normos...
Yes.
Just push ahead to the front of the queue. Even duck under that thing if you have to.
Okay. Right, I'm going to head in.
Okay. Good luck.
Thanks.
I'm wondering what she's going to buy for a pound. What do you think she could buy for a pound?
Milk.
Is milk a pound nowadays?
No, it's about 46p, isn't it? Depends where you go.
That shows you're still normal. Well done.
Can you buy condoms for a pound?
No. I've heard. I don't think. I think I'm led to believe that they're slightly more expensive than that, aren't they? I think so, yeah.
I don't know. You can get them free at Family Planning, can't you?
You get them free at Family Planning or at Radio 1 barbecue shows in Mallorca, where we threw them out for about 20 minutes.
But not in a supermarket.
I don't think so, no.
That's a shame, isn't it?
That'd be the wrongest thing in the world. Blimey, she's going up and down these aisles, is she?
Right, I've got some juice.
You what?
I've got some juice.
You've got some juice. Okay, cool. Is there a queue?
I'm just going to have a look.
Okay.
Yeah, there is.
Excellent. Just barge your way on through there, my darling. Remember, you're a nun. They're not.
Okay. That's all right. Just that, please. There you go. Thanks very much. That's very kind of you. Thank you. Thank you. Sorry, excuse me. Excuse me. Thanks.
Did you just barge past everybody?
Yep.
Nobody said a word.
Yeah.
It was silent.
Has no one complained at all?
No one complained at all.
Paid for the juice?
Yeah, paid for the juice. I just went under the barrier, past about 15 people.
And no one said a word.
You know in that shop where you go past the milk and that means it's a big queue? That's where the queue was up to.
That's a big queue.
Oh, wow.
And now you're out of the shop already?
Yes.
That's amazing.
It was very swift service. I'll be going there again.
I thought someone would have complained and said, oi, excuse me.
Well, I'm a nun, aren't I? Scott
Mills. Okay, it's 5:15. Hello, Radio 1.
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Sophie.
Hello, how can I help?
Hi. I'm Nick Lenhurst's goddaughter.
You're Nicholas Lyndhurst's goddaughter.
Yeah.
Right, and?
And you can never beat him in a fight.
Who says?
Sorry?
Who says?
Me.
Is he quite tough?
Yes.
Is he?
Yeah.
Hard as nails.
Doesn't look tough, does he?
No, he does.
Hang on a minute, Scott, hang on. Why are you... Nicholas Lyndhurst is completely innocent in all of this. He had nothing to do with you being insulted in a London pub, and all of a sudden, you now appear to have a grudge against him. You now appear to actually be up for a fight.
Right. Tell Lyndhurst, Mill says he can have him, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, cool. It's 5:16 on Radio 1. Don't really, please.
No, please do.
No, tell him I don't mean it.
Tell
okay?
your godfather that Scott is up for a fight.
No, I'm not. Tell him no.
I'll tell him that you can fight him, but he'll win.
All right. Yeah. I'll ring him now, okay?
Tell him to come and have a go if he thinks he's hard enough.
I'll call you back, all right?
Yeah, okay, cool.
Okay, love you.
Now, this is going to happen, you know.
No.
It certainly is.
I feel I've gone a step too far.
It might not ever be a sort of telly thing, but just for my personal amusement, I am now going to make sure this happens.
Right. Oh, God. The Scott Mills Daily. Lots of comments about that Lola song. She's coming in, of course, tomorrow on this show.
Yeah.
To talk about the song. It's like someone's just compared it to that song. You know, like when your nan comes around on a Sunday night and you put the animal documentary on to please her. And then you see two elephants going at it.
Yes.
It's the same, isn't it? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, kind of.
Now, you've had some amazing singing moments on this show in the last couple of years. Like, who can forget that amazing moment where you did a duet with my mum on
I've
Got You,
Babe?
Babe, I've got you, babe.
I've got you, babe.
I've got you, babe.
Oh, God. And then there was the time that we bugged your desk. What, you sing along to Girls Aloud?
Yeah. I'm just a love machine, feeling my fantasy. And I'm fine.
Yeah. And then there was the infernal moment.
Paris to Berlin and every disco I've been in, my heart is...
Now, you know you were wearing your headphones while the Lola record was on?
Yeah.
And singing along quite a lot.
Oh, yeah?
We've recorded just your voice, and it's quite special.
Baby, let's have sex. No strings attached. Ooh, real good sex. I need to relax. I don't even know you.
Stop right.
And I don't care. Cause you've got what I want and I want all you got. Come on, baby, let's do it right here.
Anyone else feel a little bit sick? Okay, it's 6:12 with Scott Mills. Okay, warning, rude lyrics, alert. Please turn the radio down now if you're easily offended or if you've got young children with you. Thanks. Or if the thought of Chopper singing about rude things makes you feel a little bit queasy. Someone threw up in their mouth earlier.
No, actually, when I've heard this back, it makes me feel slightly uncomfortable as well, and I'm the one doing the singing, so I might turn my headphones down.
Now, you like a good sing-along, don't you?
I love singing, yeah. I'm the worst singer in the world, but I do like singing along to records, yeah.
So earlier, Chopper was singing along to the Lola record, which is our record of the week this week.
Baby, let's have sex.
And we recorded just his voice. He had his headphones on.
No strings attached.
It is quite disturbing listening.
It is, really.
Now, we've called some people up just to see what their reaction would be. You don't know about this, do you?
No, go on.
The first person we called to see what he thought was famous disc jockey and television presenter Pat Sharp.
Hello.
Make it last longer. As long as you can take it. Baby, let's have sex.
Hello?
No strings attached. Ooh, real good sex. I need to relax. I don't even know you. And I don't care.
Hello?
Cause you've got what I want and I want all you got. Come on, baby, let's do it right here.
Are you okay? Are you okay? Is that you, Lenny? Hello?
Make it last longer.
Hello?
As long as you can take it. Baby, let's have sex.
Okay, bye, Pat. So, yeah,
that was...
Who's
that
Lenny,
was,
by the way?
I know, who's Lenny?
Is that you, Lenny? Does Lenny often phone you up and bring that kind of thing down the phone to you, Pat? Is that something you're not telling me?
That was me singing to Pat Sharp, then, was it?
It was, yeah. Sorry about this. Right, this is your boss now.
What?
We called up, you know, the boss.
Yes.
Called him up earlier just to see how he felt. Have a listen to this.
Hello?
I don't even know you.
Fair enough.
And I don't care.
But you've quite finished.
Cause you've got what I want and I want all you got. Come on, baby, let's do it right here.
Beautiful.
Baby, let's have sex.
Your boss.
I don't even know you. Oh. And I don't care.
Oh, good. Yeah, sorry about that.
But he's quite used to that, though, to be honest.
Well, do you often phone him up and...
How do you think I got my new contract?
Oh, good morning. Radio 1 podcast.
The Scott Mills Daily. This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. Radio 1.